看有圣经的话，请你翻到以斯帖记第六章的。我看以斯帖记第六章。
Let's read this together.
开始读之前的时候，我们先一起做一个祷告。
But before we just pray,
我们父亲，我们打开了你的话语。
Father, as we open your word,
我们现在求的就是，透过你的话语来打开我们的心。
We ask that through your opening your word, you would also open our hearts.
帮助我们，从心里面来更认识你这位神。
So that we, through your heart, would be able to be able to know you better.
所以，的话语向我们内心说话。
And we ask that through your word, speak directly to our hearts.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We ask this in your name.
Amen. Amen. 我先读。第六章的一到十节，然后请 Bill 把剩下的读完。六章的一节开始，那一夜王睡不着，就吩咐人把史记，就是年鉴拿来，在王面前诵读。有一处记者说，王有两个守门的太监，必判和提列。企图要杀害亚哈水鲁王，这是给莫迪改告发了。王问：为了这事，莫迪改得了什么尊荣和封赐没有？之后王的众臣仆回答：他什么也没有得到。王问：谁在院子里？那时哈曼正进了王宫的外院，要求王把莫迪改挂在哈曼为他预备的木架上。王的臣仆对他说：“是哈曼站在院内。”王说：“叫他进来。”哈曼就进去。王问他：“王喜欢赐尊荣的人，赐尊荣给他的人，要怎样待他呢？”哈曼心里想：“王喜欢赐尊荣的人，除了我以外还有谁呢？”于是哈曼回答王：“王喜欢赐尊荣的人，要把王常穿的朝服和王常骑的骏马。”就是头戴的皇冠的骏马带来，把朝服和骏马交给王最尊贵的一个大臣手里，把衣服给王喜欢赐给尊荣的人穿上，使他骑在马上走过城中的街上，要有人在他面前宣告王喜欢赐尊的人，要这样待他。王对哈曼说：“赶快拿朝服和骏马来。”照你所说的，去行在那朝门那里的犹太人莫迪改身上，你所说的一样也不可以缺少。
So he that rode in horse, he rode Mordecai, and led him on horseback through the city streets, preparing before him. This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor. Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate, by whom he must come.With his head covered in blood, and told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had happened to him. His advisers and his wife Zeresh said to him, Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. He will surely come to ruin. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived and hurried him away to the banquet Esther had prepared.
经文的一开始，我们看到这个王他失眠的。
What we see here is it begins with a sleepless night.
那我想很多人大概都有失眠的经验。
And I'm sure everybody has had times when they just couldn't sleep.
你们有人中间从来没有失眠过的吗
？Anybody in here who's never had problems sleeping before?
如果有的话，真的是上帝祝福你才
会。If so, then you truly are blessed with God.
那我们很多人都有这个睡不着觉的经验。
Because I think most of us have had times when we can't sleep.
那你想，大部分人睡不着的时候会做什么事情呢
？What do you do when you can't sleep?
有些人睡不着的时候，就会上一下脸书，对不对
？So maybe some people just look at the 歌。
那有些人会看一下电视。
Some of you would watch television.
那也有些人会去听音乐，或者打电动都有可能。
Or maybe play some music or play a video game.
那但是通常睡不着的时候呢，你不会想要去说，哎，我要来上一下历史补习班。
Probably one of the things you don't think about is that I should go back and read some history.
这个是不太可能，除非你明天有历史考试，对不对？
That's probably not true. Unless you have a history class tomorrow.
那虽然亚阿水鲁王他这个时代的时候没有脸书，不是这样的时代。
Of course, back then we didn't have Facebook.
但是他的选择不会比我们现代的人更少。
But his choices are not really less than what we have today.
那你知道他有多少的女人可以陪伴他吗？
You know how many concubines he had?
当然是非常多的，对不对？
A lot.
他可以找很多他可以找人陪他跳舞，陪他唱歌给他。
He could tell men to dance, to sing.
那他也是可以叫你说牵两只老虎，他养一个宠物来面前给他看一看，玩一下。
He could have someone bring in some wild animals, some tigers, or others just to perform for him.
他有非常非常多的选择。
He has a lot of choices.
这个比我们现在的人更少。
Not less than what we have today.
但是很奇怪，他就说，我今天晚上睡不着，我要来上历史补习班。
So it's kind of strange. What do you think of it? Okay, I can't sleep today. So let me look at the history.
这个是你想这个是合理的事情吗？
Is that reasonable?
但是从这边我们就看到，就是说，这个是特别是出于上帝的手，让他做出的这么。
So what we see here today is that really what's happening here is that God is bringing him and causing him to do.
虽然这个以斯帖记整本书卷里面没有提到上帝的名字，可是我们看到上帝的手到处在做事情。
Even in this book, we never see the name of God mentioned. What we see over and over is the hand of God.
似乎我们在以斯帖中看到了一群忘记上帝的子民，可是上帝没有忘记他们。
What we see in any history too is the people who have forgotten God, but whom God has not forgotten.
所以我们以斯帖记第六章其实用来解释说明这个罗马书八章二十八节万事互相效应为爱主的得益处，这是一个很好的一个例子在这边。
What this is, what this chapter is actually in a sense just a very practical illustration of Romans 8:28, where that what Paul says, and know that all things. And all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
所以在这里我们看到，就是要表达一个什么？上帝是在所有的事情上，他都是掌权的。
What we see then is that in everything that happens, God is at work in His power.
那么，下午把这个方向转到女人的身上。
And it doesn't seem that this is also applies to us.
你在礼拜天早上的时候，其实你可以做很多事情的。
This Sunday morning for a lot of things, good news.
为什么你在突然来到这边开始上历史补习班呢？
So why did you come here in a sense to do history?
这当然也是在上帝手中的一个所做的事情出来。
It is the work of God.
就我们要察觉，就是说上帝的手在我们身上做了什么事情。
What we see is that the hand of God has done. What has the hand of God done in our life?
就好像亚哈水鲁那天晚上，特别要去上历史补习班。你今天早上来这边看这个历史，但是不是一个意外的。
So as that night the king was led to read history, the fact that we're also looking at history this morning is no coincidence.
你今天早上在这边，绝对不是一个只是一个巧合而已。
It's not just a little bit of kind of what you say opportunity that we have a chance.
就把这，如果你思想就是说，连任何一个麻雀掉在这个地上。都不是一个意外的话，那你就知道你的生命其实上帝有更重要的意义在生命上。
You see, Jesus said that not even a bird falls from the sky without His knowledge. Then obviously, God is still working everything.
你要知道，就是说，在我们的这个基督徒的生活中间，上帝没有说你不会遇到任何麻烦。
And so what the Bible does say is that what the Bible does not say is that we will not face any kind of problems.
但是上帝可以告诉你的，就是说，给你的预言是，在这些麻烦中间，他是与你同在的。
What the Bible does say is that when you face all kind of problems, God will be with you.
所以，在这个如果你了解这个的时候，其实他会帮助你，比较不会去抱怨一些事情。
He will help us, so that we are not able to have nothing to complain about.
如果从这样看的话，你就不会说，哎，我好像娶错一个老婆。
So that we don't have to say, oh, I think I'm married to
错人，然后你嫁错人了，其实没有这种事情的。
Sometimes people say that you are the sinner, but that's not. For us, there isn't such thing.
当然，我可以继续说，但是我们的历史课需要进行。
Of course, I can say this, but our history continues to go on.
那历史课上到一半的时候，亚哈水王就发觉一个很奇怪的事情了。
And so as he's reading it, he says, "Then he suddenly sees something that's kind of strange."
然后他发觉说，哎，莫迪改救过他，可是好像没有，到底有没有得到该得的这个尊荣跟奖赏呢？
So what he sees is that there's a man more that he in the past did save him from a plot, and yet what was that?
那这个是想起来的话，其实算是有一点点夸张的事情，对不对？
And may sound like it's kind of exaggerated.
因为不管是你是在任何的文化、任何的国家，其实如果有人帮助你的时候，说谢谢，这个是一个很正常的一个事情。
It doesn't matter what kind of country, what kind of culture you're in. When somebody does something great for you, the natural thing is to do something to thank them.
就连我这个女儿两岁的时候，她现在也懂得要说谢谢。
My female daughter is already learning that.
那可是这个亚哈水王不但是忘记说谢谢，而且是把他的救命的恩人都给忘记了。
So here we see the king, it's also that he knows that's what's right, and yet realizes this is something that has been forgotten.
但是当我们这样想的时候，我们在批评他的时候，我们也要想想我们自己是不是也有同样的问题。
Before we can criticize him, we have to remember is it any time in the past that we have maybe done something similar?
因为耶稣说，你自己眼中有良木的时候，为什么去挑别人眼中的刺呢？
Remember what Jesus said about us in saying, why you continue to look at the speck of solace in somebody else's eye and yet paying no attention to anything your own?
当时的以斯帖的读者的时候，他们读到这个亚哈水王，或许会笑他说：“你看那你这个人，连救你的人都可以忘记，都可以不感谢他。”
So we can kind of look at this and say, "This is kind of strange. The person who's done something so great to save your life, and he's forgot about it."
但是这些读者却有发觉的事情，就是说，上帝的名字在中间从来没有被提起来，好像上帝的子民似乎也忘了上帝一样。
And what we see, though, is that the fact that God's name is not even mentioned in this book is an illustration of the fact that His people have forgotten Him.
So, if we call ourselves Christians, we have to ask ourselves a question: Have we forgotten the true Savior who saved us?
And as Christians, those of us who are Christians, can we say that there are times that we also forget the Savior?
那或许你会说。没有啊，我都常常记得我的神。
Of course, you probably say that. Of course, I've always answered you.
那我会把这个答案呢，让给你们自己去思想，我不告诉你有或没有。
So I'm not going to answer this for you, I'm going to give this to you to think about.
这是我们自己在这个祷告的过程中要去一个做一个醒察的。
That we should be thinking about and examining ourselves, because sometimes that's the same problem.
那圣经上讲到说，忘记神不是说。我忘记有一位神，他的名字叫耶和华，这个叫忘记神，这个不是圣经上给忘记神所下的定义。
Now, when the Bible says something about forgetting God, it's not talking about that we forget the fact that He exists or His name or Jehovah or whatever.
圣经上讲忘记神的时候，它是跟拜偶像是连在一起的。
When the Bible uses this term, it's often used in the same phrase as idolatry.
像我给你们一个例子，它在生命记八章十九节。就写到就是说，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神，忘记耶和华，随从别神，你们必定灭亡。
If you ever forget the word of God and follow other gods, and he says, and follow other gods, and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed.
所以你回去做功课的话，你会发觉忘记神，它其实都是跟拜偶像是相关连在一起的。
If you read about it, you realize that often this term, forgetting God, is placed together with idolatry.
我再给你一个例子，就是说，在这个罗马书写到，就是说，这个一章的时候写到说，这些人他故意不认识神，故意去忘记神，结果就去拜偶像。
And so then you remember from Romans chapter 1, where Paul describes the whole situation of those who have intentionally forgotten God and gone in the wrong direction.
所以我们要问出说，忘记神是到底是拜偶像，忘记神到底是更深的意义是什么呢？
So what is the deeper meaning of this idea of forgetting God,
更明确的来说的话，忘记神就是说你心目中有其他的事情、其他的人比上帝更重要。
And basically, the idea here is that in your heart, there is something else, another thing, another person that becomes more important than that.
忘记神就是说你觉得说有其他的事情给你的满足、喜乐比上帝给你的更多，这个就是忘记神。
And when you get your satisfaction, your joy from something other than God.
所以，现在你心中去思想这样的事情的话，你们有忘记神的时候吗
？So think about it, you say, do you sometimes forget God?
所以，如果你看我们，当我们打开这个台湾的电视的时候，你会发觉，哎，台湾人到底在渴望什么东西
？So if you ever sometimes look at television, maybe even sometimes ask yourself the question, what is it that Taiwan is searching for?
在我比较年轻的时候，这个 F4 这个节目是很红很红的一个节目。
When I was a child, there was a TV program called
F4.
That was very popular.
那如果你是从这个不是亚洲的话，你可能不知道我说什么。
Maybe you're not from Asia, you don't know what I'm talking about.
但是它里面人家喜欢的这个东西的时候，其实它就是看重的是就是里面的一个爱情的一个故事。
So what we see in stories and what the people there really meant was love, romance.
那你看如果看这个节目的时候，你发现说台湾人是把这个爱情、金钱、权力、婚姻这些一切的事情放在上帝的上面。
And so we see how the news is in Taiwan. The people put romance, money, power, marriage, all these things are put above God.
那其实不只是台湾的问题，其实全世界都是这样的问题的。
And it certainly is not just a problem in Taiwan, it's a problem all over.
你看为什么铁达尼号拍了一遍、两遍，还要再拍 3D 版出来，然后最近还要拍新的铁达尼号出来
？You remember the movie of Titanic? They've had so many different versions, and now it sounds like it's working on another one.
那是不是因为人们喜欢看到一艘大船沉下来？你说哦，我喜欢看这个大船。所以我要去看。
Is it because people like to see big boats sinking?
如果你真的是认为这个是铁达尼号很红的原因的话，你可能忘记吃药
了。If you really think that the movie Titanic is about, then you probably cannot take the next step.
但是人会喜欢这个，一直在喜欢这个原因的原因，是因为在中间的爱情故事，觉得说哇太好了。
What we like about the movie actually is the love story that it shows you.
那里面的男主角就是在死前的时候，把那个最后一块浮木给推给那个女主角。
And at the very end, when there's just one piece of floating wood big enough for one person, and then he gives that to the girl that he loves.
他跟他说：“你会活得很久，但是你会活着。”
Basically, to tell her, in a sense, that you can live.
这样的一个很美的爱情，一个牺牲的爱情的故事就。诉说到人类的那个内心深处去。
It's a beautiful story of love, of sacrifice, and the touch of the heart.
所以我们也不奇怪，就是说人会把这些爱情放在比上帝更重要的地位上，因为其实是很美好的事情。
It's not really surprising that something like this, that these love stories can be placed above God, because everybody wants it.
但是其实这样的爱情，真正这样牺牲的爱，其实是在福音里面，我们是真真实实的。
But it's really only in the gospel that we really see that sacrificial love really taking place.
所以当你看这个电视的时候，人其实想要找到这个东西的时候，不管是金钱，或是荣耀，或者是爱情，任何的满足，其实是在福音里面真正充充足足的被得到。
So whatever it is that we see that people are searching for, whether it's love, whether it's money, whether it's honor, all of those things are really found in the gospel.
但相反的，如果你把这些美好的位置跟神的位置对调的时候，你就会有些麻烦。
In fact, what we're seeing is that if you try to use those to replace God, then actually it becomes even more powerful.
那我就用一个例子来讲好，就比如说钱的这个事情来做例子。
I'm going to give you an example of money.
那如果一个人要赚钱的话，他如果说钱是我人生的最主要的一个意义的话。
You see a person who is chasing money, so that money becomes the most important thing in his life.
那第一个就是不管他再怎么样有钱，他就觉得说我还是觉得不够。
And we find out that oftentimes is that no matter how much money you get, it's never quite enough.
那 台湾就有一句话，就是说钱有四个角，人就两个角，所以人是最不过钱的。
There's probably a saying that says that money has four legs, people have only two, and you can never catch up with money.
一张钞票是四个角，对不对？
嗯，是的 ，kind of a double deal with four legs.
那当你在追它的时候，你就发觉要花很多时间去追它。
And so as you chase it, you have to spend a lot of time chasing.
你追到它后面的时候，你花很多时间，你健康就会影响到了。
In chasing it, you spend all this time and ensure your health.
那接下来，你的家庭也会影响到。
And it will affect your family.
如果我拿郭台铭做例子的话，他为什么觉得他亏欠他第一个太太？这就是你们知道为什么会这样，对不对？偶像的代价其实是还小的。我刚刚讲的是拜偶像最大的代价，其实是你会忘记神。
And we see that it's actually the worst thing that I have to do with God.
那你说这样的事情到底有没有圣经的根据呢？
So, do you have any really scriptural basis for this?
Well, 当然是有的。我念经文给你听。
Yes, I have a John of Jesus.
其实很多例子，但是我这只是念两节来。
So, there's a lot of examples, but I'm just going to read that.
那在箴言上，三十章八到九节的时候就提到说，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，赐给我虚有的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？他饱足后就忘记神了，耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷，以致我亵渎上帝的名。
In Proverbs 30, verse 9, keep all sin lies far from me, giving me the poverty nor riches, but only giving me my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, you stole. Or I may become poor and steal, and so disown you and I may fail.
那你看这个富足就可以让一个人说，耶和华是谁，把神忘记了。
See, this what riches can do for us, it often leads to poverty and failure.
这个就是偶像他最终的目的，就是要达到这个目的。
And that actually is the goal of any idol.
那你会说，耶和华是谁？这个话是谁说的呢？
He said, "Man, who's the Lord?
谁是耶和华？
Who's Yahweh?
这是法老在说的话，你还记得吗？
That's the word of Pharaoh.
所以你看，这个偶像，他的破坏力是这么严重的一个事情。
You see, then it's the seriousness of idolatry.
所以你看，这个偶像，他给你一些短暂的快乐，可是他带来后面的毁坏，不只是毁坏你的家庭，毁坏你的身体健康，到最后他破坏你跟上帝的关系。
And so, you chase for riches, I can give some temporal benefits, but it ends up hurting you, your family, and your health.
所以在你生命中间，任何的事情你把它放得比上帝更重要的时候，它最后其实就是在伤害你的。
And so what we see is any of these things, any of the things that can get God, really are positive things of God.
如果你睁开眼睛看的话，这样的例子实在太多了，对不对？
And actually, if you look around, you see all kinds of things.
台湾的女生好像一点点肥肉在腰上就要死掉了。
So you know, for a lot of times, young Chinese girls with any kind of family, and
到后面就吃不下饭，厌食症就又会出现。
Can't eat, can't do anything,
健康损坏，然后到后面就是说我不认识神了。
And virtually health in the end will often say you.
所以我们要知道这个偶像带给的破坏。
What we see then is the damage of the life of the rich man.
这里我们发觉就是说，当亚哈水鲁王他突然醒过来的时候，他回想到他自己的这个救命恩人的时候，他小人马上把荣耀归给他。
And so we see that there is a theme as he's reading this story, besides is that he immediately then he must do something to honor this man who saved
him. 虽然他不是一个好王，而是至少他做的这个事情是我们值得效仿的。
You know, this may not be a good king, even a king like this knows what is right.
所以第二个，当你自己思想就是说，你心里面有忘记神的时候，你回想起来的时候，你发觉如果有，你要像亚哈水鲁王一样，马上的把荣耀归给那拯救你的人。
So for us, if we think of any times that we've forgotten God, we're not really showing our great things to him. We should be like him, as sure.
如 们很多人是为了其他的人的眼光在生活。
We have a lot of people who are living basically to respect others.
我们生活有很多很多不同的动机在这边。
We all have really different motivations.
但是我可以跟你们一个最的保证，就是当你把上帝放在你生命中最重要的事情，为他而活的时候，你一定会感觉到更快乐。
But I can guarantee this, when you begin to put God first in your life, it really will have true joy.
你可以试试看，
你不可以，
就你不会是失望的。
And you won't, be disappointed.
那我们思考亚哈，思考了亚哈水王的时候，你一定不会意外。现在我要把亚哈水王跟我们天上的王对比较了。
So now I actually do a little bit different thing to try to make a comparison between King Xerxes and our heavenly Father.
我们有一个这个亚哈水的王，他是随便忘记人的一个王。
What we see is that King here, he was able to sometimes just forget mercy.
但是我们天上有一个王，他是不会忘记人。
But our heavenly Father never forgets.
亚哈水的王是人家拯救他的性命，但是他可以把人家忘记。
Someone saved a user his life, and yet he was able to just forget about
it. 而我们天上的王是拯救人的性命，并且不会把人忘记。
But a guy in heaven is the other way around. He saved us, and yet we will never forget it.
实际上，在以赛亚书49章的时候提到说，妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩，不连续他所生的儿子？或即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
As Isaiah 49 verse 2 says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast? And have no compassion on the child she has born? Well, though she may forget, and they have to be.
那当然就是说，有时候有些，我爸爸小时候跟我说，为什么有时候妈妈会忘记孩子呢？
And as a child, my father was telling me something about why is it some mother is telling me to forget?
那我爸爸就跟我解释说，这种情况通常是妈妈有一点点精神的问题才会忘记。
And my father said to me, why is she using that? Because there's sometimes a mental problem in life.
所以一般的情况下，妈妈是绝对不会忘记她怀里抱的孩子。
In general, what we look at is that mothers can't forget their children.
那这里就形容就是说，我们上帝不会忘记我们，就好像一个妇人抱着她怀里的孩子一样，不会忘记。
And so Isaiah used that as an illustration that God's God toward us is.Relation to us, he cannot forget us, just as another doesn't forget a child.
那为什么上帝不会忘记我们呢？
And why is God cannot forget us?
因为这个是耶稣基督的关系，上帝不会忘记我们。
Because of what Christ did,
因为耶稣在十字架上被神忘记，所以我们不会被神忘记。
Remember, Jesus on the cross, and he said that God had forsaken him. Because of that, then God cannot forsake us.
当耶稣基督在十字架上呼喊着“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”他被忘记的时候，这个造成我们不会被上帝忘记的最重要的原因。
所以 ，remember what Jesus said: "God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was forgotten, so that we may not be forgotten by God.
所以，当我们忘记神的时候，你更要思考，就是说，我们有个上帝，他甚至不愿意忘记我们。
So as we think of that, sometimes we wonder to remember: Is that we have a God who will not forget?
那我这里要讲一句话，帮助你，更不忘记你的上帝。
And I want to give you something else here to help you make even more so.
这个我们要考虑必有翻译的一个通例。
Yes.
啊，就是说，你们不要忘记上帝，因为上帝不会忘记你。如果你忘记了上帝，不会忘记你，那你这样的忘记，让我难以忘记。
Just don't forget this fact that God will not forget you. Because if you forget that God will not forget you, then your act of forgetting will make it hard for me to forget.
当我讲这些的时候，希望你们不要把上帝给忘记。
Now what I'm saying is that I don't want us to forget God.
好，我们继续思想接下来的经文。我们在四到十一节的时候，这个故事就继续下去。
So let's go ahead and continue the story from chapter 3, verse 4, you know?
那这个时候，王要开始奖赏的，莫迪改的时候呢，突然这个哈曼就出现了。
So, as this happens, the king decides that he does need to do something for Mordecai, and he He shows up the hand.
那哈曼以为这个王的问题呢是要奖赏他，所以他就把他心里的愿望给说出来。
He said, "Haman thinks, oh, I'll be supreme lord, so someone to reward me."
那这时候你可以想象他心里面一定是非常舒服的。
And imagine how he felt in a very sense of peace he felt.
结果突然发觉说，哎，这样的这个不是给我，现在是给我的敌人。你可以想象这样的一个转变的时候，对他来讲是多么大的一个打击。
And then all of a sudden to find out that what the man that the king was to honor is not him, but his very enemy.
那我们要自己要有一个问题之后去思考，就是为什么哈曼他要这个东西的时候，他会要一个上帝穿的这个，皇帝穿的衣服跟马，他为什么要要这样的东西？
Why is it that Haman wanted just kind of these clothes of the king and the horse of the king?
那其实他要的东西其实就是跟我们心里想要的东西是一样的。
What we want was actually what we all want.
那待会你就会懂我要表达的是什么意思。
Just to make your clothes on the same thing, right?
那王穿的这个衣服，现在对我们现在的人，来讲话是好像是已经是没有这个意义了。
For us today, probably doesn't have that much meaning to think about what the king's glory.
但是如果你看电视的话，你就看清朝的节目，是不是？哎，皇帝是那个黄马褂这个东西，你有听过吧？对不对？
But if you actually look at some of families television in the Qing Dynasty, there's a story of where the king gives this yellow kind of a coat to those who honors.
那这些都是那个黄色这个颜色是皇帝专用的颜色，其他人不可以用的。
And that age, yellow was the color of the emperor, and no one else was able to wear yellow.
所以在其实在这个各式各代的这个国家里面都有，在韩国也有类似的事情。
And actually, there's other Asian kings that were the same way. But see, yellow is the color of the king.
圣经更明显的表达出，如果说把你的这个衣服把你的袍子给别人的意义是什么
？And the Bible actually talks about this in other places about the ceremonial act of giving your robe or your coat to someone else.
如果在撒母耳记上十八章的时候，你看到约拿单他是把自己的袍子穿在大卫的身上。
You may remember in 1 Samuel where Jonathan gives his own robe that he was wearing to give David along with his tunic and sword.
那这样子把衣服自己的衣服脱下穿到别人的身上，这是什么意思呢
？And so to take off the robe that you have and give it to someone else, what does it mean there?
就是表示说，从圣经上来讲，或者是你说皇马褂来看，就是表示一种爱你。
What it represents is a certain kind of love.
当这个约拿单把衣服脱下穿在大卫身上的时候，就说我爱你，你才是真正的王，你才是不是我来做王，你才是真正的王。
What Jonathan was saying to this is that by giving him his tunic, his robe, that he was trying to say, I love you, and also that you are the one who really can be not me.
在创世纪四十一章的时候，法老他是不是也给约瑟穿上衣服了，对不对
？You remember that in Genesis 3, Pharaoh when Joseph came into the dream, Pharaoh gave his robe to Joseph.
对，或许对我们这个现今来讲有点遥远，可是从圣经上来讲，就表示说我喜悦你，我爱你，我希望把这个荣耀给你的意思。
So for us, it's kind of a distant kind of a custom we don't have. But what it was saying was, it's something that I appreciate you, that I want to honor you.That I want to show that on to you.
So, this Haman, he wants this thing. He actually is, he is saying, I want you to show your love to me. I want you to be honored. He wants to show you. He wants to show you. He wants to show you.
And so, what Haman really wanted was the king's love, his pleasure, the honor from the king. That's what he wanted.
如果有这么伟大的一个王，他把这个衣服给我的话，给我这样的爱的话，给我这样的尊荣，其实我就满足了。
And so what Haman really felt was is that if this king, this all-powerful king, can do it, if does this for me, then I will also feel good.
所以这样的事情，因为如果你仔细想的话，这样的想要的渴望，其实也是我们渴望的事情。
And actually, look at it, and that's what we all want.
人需要这个爱，就好像人需要水跟阳光一样，这是一定需要的。
Just like we need water, we need light, we also need love.
你看一个小孩子的时候，他很小的时候就知道跟弟兄姐妹自己的这个哥哥或妹妹来争宠，要得到父母的爱，对不对？这是人从小就需要的。
And from the time from children, you can see is what they really want most of all in life is the love of their parents. Even for the only child, you know that that's what you want most.
人最需要的事情，在这个需要的爱的时候，其实是在福音中间找到的。
And so what we also know is that this thing that we most want is what is at the heart of the gospel.
世人他不知道这一点，他常常去读一些很多罗曼蒂克的书，在追求这些东西。其实他们真正在寻找的时候，是从上帝来的爱。
What the average person wants, and if they read maybe a romantic novel or watch a movie or whatever they do.Is that what they don't realize is that this is something only God can do.
哈曼所要的其实跟我们所要的是一样的。
What we wanted is exactly what we all want.
是他要错，他要从一个错误的网要这个爱。
Just that he was trying to get it from the wrong thing.
但是我们不要这样做。
But we don't want to be like him.
上帝说他是爱，而且他爱我。
God says that he is love and he loves us.
那上帝是怎样把他的爱显现给我们？
So how is it that God shows that He shows His love towards?
他是用一个很奇妙的一个交换的方式把他的爱显现给我们。
We use a kind of a strange exchange.
很惊人的一个交换。
One that really almost surprises us.
就好像那个莫迪改跟这个哈曼的位置突然交换的，这是很惊人的一个事情。
Just in the sense of like we're here with Mordecai and Haman swapping places, it's even more surprising. Than that.
上帝就是用交换来显明说他对我们的爱。
Because what God does is He uses this idea of swapping, exchanging, to show His love.
我在这个 YouTube 上看了一个影片，就是有一个黑人坐火车的时候呢，他上半身是没有穿衣服的。
I've seen a YouTube video some time ago where there's an African American fellow on the train with no shirt.
那就好像一个。白的胡子跟一点点白色的头发
，is white hair a white beard？
那一看到就知道这个黑人在这个车上没穿衣服，知道他有遇到很大的困难。
And you can imagine that the difficulty you're like that and sitting on the train without any shirt。
那你能够想象自己坐捷运上没有钱买衣服，然后上半身光膀，很多人在就看到你这个状况，很难受的感觉。
You can imagine too, just if you were only on your feet, sometimes you see someone.Who obviously is extremely poor and doesn't even have clothing on a shirt or anything.
那在这个影片中间，就有个白人，他看到就过去这个状况，他就走过去，把自己的衣服脱下来，然后亲手帮这个黑人穿上。
What we saw in the last one is this YouTube video. Was a man, a white man, who saw him and what he did was he took off his own shirt and gave it to him.
然后接下来他把自己的帽子拿下来，然后帮这个黑人亲手给他戴上。
Took off his hat and put the hat on the other hand.
当这个白人这样子做的时候，变得他赤身裸体要给他看。
Now what happened is that the other guy was no longer wearing a shirt and was exposing himself to that shame.
他原本不需要走在这么多人中间丢脸给人家看，现在变成他需要这样子。
He didn't really need to be that way. He had it. He didn't need to actually bend his knee and to be shamed in front of the other person.
这个就是我在讲的一个交换。
And this is what I'm talking about when I say this walking.
上帝就是用耶稣基督跟我们来做一个交换。
Because what God does, what God did, is that He exchanged, in a sense, put Jesus in our place.
如果你看这个第六到八节的时候，这个阿水老汉说，王所喜悦的人要怎样尊荣他呢？
So if you look at verses 6 to 8 where he's asking, where Haman's asking this question about what is it, how would you honor someone?
那要给他衣服，要给他马，要这样子，要那样子，对不对？
Your royal robes, the royal horse, and to do this and this and this.
这个是王所喜悦的人应得的，对不对？
This is something that he felt that someone that the king takes pleasure in should receive.
但是在圣经上让我们看到就是说天上有声音下来对耶稣喊着说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
Do you remember when Jesus was baptized and it says that the Spirit came down from heaven like a dove and said, This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
所以照理讲说六到八节这里面所形容该得的一切尊荣其实是应该是给耶稣基督对不对？
And so what Haman wrote here is actually what Jesus deserved.
王所喜悦的人配得这些，对不对？
Because the man who God is pleased with, he should receive this thing.
但是最后我们看到的反而是耶稣基督没有夺这些他应得的荣耀，反而是被钉在十字架上面。
But Jesus did not receive the glory that he should have. Instead, was shamed and crucified on the cross.
其实我们现在身上或许都有感觉说我是有穿衣服的人。
And to look at ourselves and say, yeah, I'm wearing clothes.
但是圣经上形容人的时候，是从在创世纪的时候，人犯罪的时候就赤身裸体的被赶出他的家，赶出伊甸园去。
But what we saw is from Eden on, where God describes sin, is that what happened with him with Adam and Eve, was driven from the garden and naked.
所以那时候人就是失去了荣耀，得到了羞辱。
And so, human beings then at that point they lost that honor that they had and became shame.
在这个火车上的黑人那个情况，我们实际上里面的情况是比那个黑人还要惨很多很多。
Just think of the video that I mentioned about the African American on the train. What he faced was not nearly as bad as what we are facing as the same.
但是耶稣这个王应该尊荣的人，最后是赤身裸体的时候，在十字架上得了羞辱，被钉死在十字架上。
And then Jesus then was stripped of his clothes and was nailed to a cross.
然后他心里复活，就把他的荣耀的衣服这样子穿在我们身上，来遮盖我们的羞辱。
And through his resurrection, what he did is he gave us that glorified clothing to cover our sins.
人被这个赶出伊甸园的时候，其实是一个无家可归的一个状态。
And so, when Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden, they became homeless.
结果耶稣基督从天上来到地上的时候，他就说：“我连一个枕头的地方都没有。”意思就是说，他成为一个无家可归的人。
And when Jesus came to earth, remember one of the things he said is that he was.He had no place to lay his head, no pillow to lay his head on. He said he became homeless.
他这样子做，好让我们把我们带回将来天上永远的家。
And he did this to provide a place in heaven for us.
所以这是一个很奇妙的一个交换。
This is really a very wonderful kind of an exchange.
因为你能想象比尔盖茨说，我要把我的钱跟你的这个银行户口的钱交换一下。
What if Bill Gates said, I've got a bank account, I'm going to swap my account for your account?
这是太好了，对不对？
Right?
那这个耶稣基督他做的这个事情的时候，是比比尔盖茨的财富跟你要交换更大的一个交换。
But what God has prepared for us is far, far greater than what Bill Gates could possibly do.
这个是天堂跟地狱的一个交换。
And it's a swap between heaven and hell.
就像你要看出说，人心里面他真正渴望的，他们所渴望的，其实耶稣基督已经交换，已经给我们了。
So what Haman really wanted is what Jesus is ready to give us.
人最渴望的爱，其实是在福音中间是被找到的。
The love that we are seeking is right here in the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你听完今天讲到的时候，我请你去思想，就是说，神这样子爱你，内心有没有忘记神的时候
？So what I want us to get out of this message is to remember that is that God is not able to forget us, but that He loves us.
在你生命中间有没有放在比上帝更重要的那个事情，让你忘记上帝
？Is there anything in your life you put ahead of God?
是不是对一个结婚的一个憧憬，你把它看到就是说这个是比上帝更重要的？
Maybe it's a marriage, potential marriage, or whatever you think. This is more important.
或者有些人讲说，这是我的事业，我把它看待的是比上帝更重要。
Or maybe it's a profession.
还是说你的家庭，一个家庭来讲，就是你家庭家人，我把它放在比上帝更重要的位置上。
Or maybe it's a family that is more important than life.
就像之前讲，当这些美好的事情，虽然它好的时候，你把它放在比上帝更重要的时候，后面造成的就是你的损失，最后。
What we're talking about is things that are valuable, that are wonderful, but if you put them in the place of God, we would suffer.
上帝做出这么奇妙的交换，他不会忘记我们，也愿我们来思考这个事情，不要来忘记我们的上帝。
So what this exchange here that is prepared, God is prepared for us, is simply true, is that the promise that He will not forget us, and we should not forget Him.
弟兄们，你可以试试看，你其实真正内心的渴望是 投到上面，当你把这个交给把你自己交给上面的时候，你可以找到你真正最快的自己。
And so just think then, is it, what is it that you're really searching for? You really, what is the real hope in your life? And if you, once you realize that it is in God, then you can have true joy.
也愿你就是当你刚找到的时候，像亚哈水王一样，就是说，哦，赶快，我原本没有给他的尊荣，赶快给他。
And if we want us to realize them too, just like the king did, is that, as the king said, I've forgotten to honor Mordecai, but we also need to remember that we have forgotten to honor God. And give that to him.
低头祷告，就是我们天父，我们向你诉说我们内心的内心的感谢。
Father, we want to today then just to declare our thankfulness to you.
我们感谢你，你知道就是你不会忘记我们。
We thank you that you will not forget us.
我们如果审查我们自己的话。我们必须要承认，我们却常常忘记你。
And as we examine our own hearts, we realize that we often do forget you.
我们祈求就是我们圣灵动工，帮助我们审查我们自己的内心。
We ask Him for the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, in our inner hearts,
帮助我们审查我们内心的深处，是不是有任何的人事物比你更重要。
And to help us to discover whoever or whatever it is that may be more important to us.
帮助我们能够真的知道你应该是我们生命中最重要的那一位。
So just asking you remind us that you are the one who should be the most important thing in our lives.
我们在这些偶像的中间的过程已经得到了足够的痛苦了。
We've already suffered enough from our idolatry.
因为我们能够忘记偶像，记下真正的神。
So we hope you help us to learn to forget those idols that we created and to turn to God.
我们让祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求的。
We ask this in the name of Jesus.